Your landlord has your deposit. Here is what they can actually keep. A security deposit is one of the largest sums many households hand over in a single transaction, and one of the least understood. It is not a fee, and it is not the landlord's money. Here is what the rules generally govern, and why the specific answer depends entirely on where you live. The simple version. A security deposit is money you hand a landlord at the start of a tenancy that remains yours, unless the landlord can show a reason to keep some of it. That distinction is the whole thing. It is not a fee, it is not prepaid rent, and it is not payment for the privilege of moving in. What a landlord may keep, how long they have to return the rest, and whether they must itemize what they kept are set by state law and sometimes by city ordinance. There is no single national rule, which is why so much general advice about deposits is wrong somewhere. The numbers. Landlord and tenant rules, including those governing security deposits, are set at the state and sometimes local level. USA.gov directs renters to their own state agency, attorney general, or state tenant rights handbook to find the rule that applies USA.gov. State rules commonly govern four things: a cap on how large the deposit may be, a deadline for returning it after move out, a requirement to itemize any deductions in writing, and limits on what may be deducted. Common pattern across state landlord-tenant statutes. The most common line drawn is between damage and ordinary wear and tear. In Washington state, for example, the statute provides that no portion of any deposit may be withheld for wear resulting from ordinary use of the premises. Revised Code of Washington 59.18.280. Washington also requires the landlord to give a full and specific statement of the basis for retaining any of the deposit within 30 days after the tenancy ends. Revised Code of Washington 59.18.280. Those Washington figures are one state's rule and are not a national standard. Caps, deadlines, and itemization requirements differ substantially from state to state. Your state's attorney general or housing agency publishes the rule that actually governs your tenancy, which is the only version that answers your question. Wear and tear is the line, and it is genuinely blurry. Almost every dispute about a deposit is a dispute about one distinction. Is this damage, or is this what happens when a person lives somewhere for 2 years? Carpet that is thinned along the hallway is usually wear. A burn in that carpet usually is not. Paint that is dulled is usually wear, and a wall with holes from a mounted television usually is not. The principle underneath those examples is that a landlord is entitled to the property back in the condition it would be in after ordinary use, not in the condition it was in before anyone used it. Living somewhere leaves evidence. The rules in most states treat that evidence as the landlord's cost of renting the place out. The reason this matters more than it should is that the line is applied first by the person holding your money, and only tested afterward if you challenge it. That asymmetry is why many states require an itemized written statement rather than a lump sum deduction, because an itemization can be examined and a round number cannot. It is also why documentation at both ends of a tenancy carries so much weight. A dated record of the unit's condition when you moved in and when you left is the only evidence about which category something falls into, and it has to be created before anyone knows there will be a disagreement. The real cost lends on money you already own. The financial shape of a deposit is unusual and worth naming, because it explains why it deserves attention it rarely gets. A deposit is often 1 to 2 months of rent, which for many households is the largest single sum they hand anyone in a year. It is your asset the entire time, held by someone else, usually earning you nothing unless your state requires interest on it. It typically comes back at the exact moment you need cash most, when you are paying a deposit somewhere else, so a delayed or reduced return lands on an already thin month. The only real protection a tenant has over the outcome is created before there is a dispute, in the form of dated documentation of the unit's condition. None of that is advice about how to handle a specific deposit or a specific landlord, which depends on your lease, your state's rules, and facts an article cannot see. It is the reason a deposit is worth treating as your money held elsewhere rather than as a cost of moving in. A deposit is not a fee. It is your money in someone else's account, and the rules about getting it back are written by your state, not your landlord. What this means? The single most useful thing to know about a security deposit is where the governing rule lies. Your state's attorney general or housing agency publishes it, usually in plain language, and it answers the questions that matter. How long they have, what they must tell you, and what they may keep. The general pattern transfers even where the specifics do not. Whenever money changes hands and stays owed to you, the questions are the same. Who holds it, on what terms, what must they document, and what is the deadline? What this is not legal advice, and it is not guidance on disputing a deduction, recovering a deposit, or dealing with a landlord, all of which depend on your lease and on state and local law that varies substantially. Those belong with an attorney, a legal aid organization, or your state's housing agency. This is not a statement of any particular state's rules except where a state is named. The four categories described here are common patterns, not universal requirements. Sources: USA.gov, Tenant Rights and How to Find Your State's Tenant Resources. https://www.usa.gov/tenant-rights. Revised Code of Washington 59.1.8.280. Monies paid as deposit, deadline, and statement requirements cited as one state's rule, not a national standard. https://aplegwa.gov/rcw/default-asps. Site equals 59.1.8.280. U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, Rental Assistance and Tenant Resources. https://www.hudgov/. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Help for Renters. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/housing/housinginsecurity/help-for-renters/.